Hello and welcome to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. I've been celebrating students and staff on social media since 2014. I'm in the trenches with you, and I know it's not an easy task. So if you're responsible for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more for a K-12 school district, you are in the right spot. You're going to lean in and learn some simple, actionable tips to help you reach even more people. And that's all going to happen while keeping your sanity. So let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited that you are here today. We have a very special podcast because we have a leader of a school, the administrative director, and the community engagement and public relations coordinator. So this is an amazing episode because we've got both perspectives of the person running social media and the person responsible for the leadership of the entire school. We're going to be talking to Janice and Mark today. They're going to break down how they manage six different social media platforms for their Institute of Technology, the Middlebucks Institute of Technology in Pennsylvania. They have about 1,000 students. They draw students from four different schools, and they're in their 50th year. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh, they've been around for a long time. So we are going to talk about their hashtag and how it was invented, and it's hashtag ambition because it has MBIT in it. I love that. They're really going to share how they do their social media internship program and how that has really invigorated and just catapulted their social media reach. And then leadership support. We're going to talk about the importance of how leadership support and some of the main components of that from Dr. Mark Covell's perspective, and how that has really encouraged, inspired, and really gotten staff to totally buy in and get great content off to Janice and her team of interns. And it has definitely impacted the interest and the enrollment and even the achievement of these students. So excited for you to learn today from both Mark and Janice. Before we get to the K-12 PR tip for today, I just want to say that on the 24th of January, there's a really special training. And I have learned so much about Instagram in the last 10 years of doing this business, but it is constantly changing. And how you use Instagram for your school is going to be different than how you use Facebook for your school. And it's going to be different for how people use Instagram for their own accounts or even businesses. So learn the ins and outs of where to post what, how often, some of the newest features. You're going to find this out on my webinar on Instagram for Schools in 2024. Please register. I've got a link in the show notes. Also, you can get registered right on top of my website, socialschoolforedu.com. Everybody that signs up, you can attend live, which I would definitely recommend. You always pay attention more when you're live. Okay. So show up live January 24th. It's at 11 a.m. Central. So that's noon Eastern. And that's Wednesday, January 24th. Okay. So come then. But if you can't join live, it is going to be recorded and sent out, but only to those that are registered. So let's get to today's K-12 PR tip. All right, today's K-12 PR tip is on Instagram. There are so many options for stickers on Instagram, stories and reels, but the newest one is something called cutouts. And basically, right within the Instagram app, you are able to grab any picture in your camera roll and do a cutout so that it takes out the background and you can put it on any new kind of background or maybe a branded background that you traditionally use for maybe some announcement type posts or within a reel. You can do that right within the Instagram app. So I've done this with some sports teams, with some individual sports pictures. It just really pops. And so I'd love for you to play around with that when you are in the Instagram app and you go to create your next reel or your next story. that you go to the sticker option and you do cutouts and you try it out. It's very easy to put your finger on what you want. You can do manual or it will do automatic. And I think you're really going to like playing around with this new feature. So you're going to get lots of other Instagram tips in my upcoming Instagram training. So make sure that you are registered. Don't miss it on January 24th. But now let's get into a really, really interesting and exciting conversation with Mark and Janice. Here we go. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to bring you not one, but two amazing storytellers from Middle Bucks Institute of Technology in Pennsylvania. Janice Dimitri. I had that mixed up. Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Andrea?
I am good. Welcome to the show. And we also have Dr. Mark Covell. And I'm going to have you each introduce yourself, but welcome, Mark.
Hi there.
So just to start off, Janice, why don't you introduce yourself, kind of share your background and your role there with the Middle Bucks Institute?
Absolutely. So my name is Janice Dimitri, and I am the Community Engagement and Populations Coordinator here at Middle Bucks Institute of Technology. I've been here for 16 years. I'm also an alumni here, graduated here in 1984. So that just kind of shows you my age a little bit. So my primary role here is marketing and recruitment. We're a by choice school, so that's a large majority of what I do, but also is fostering relationships between Middle Bucks, our students, our families, and the surrounding communities. So that's the biggest part of my role here at Middle Bucks.
Okay. And then Mark, why don't you share your background and your role there as the administrative director?
Sure. So I'm the administrative director here at Middle Bucks Institute of Technology. So as Janice said, we're a consortium school. So we're the career and technical arm of our four sending districts. So we're located right in the middle of beautiful Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And we provide 21 career and technical programs here, Pennsylvania approved CTE programs, career and technical education programs for our four member districts.
Okay. And is that mainly like all high school or is it juniors, seniors, or how does that work?
Great question. So we are, we have three levels here. So we're essentially grades 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
Although we do have a pretty robust adult education program, but our adult ed program and our secondary programs don't really interface all that much. Adult ed tends to be after hours and our student programs are during the day. So the students take our programs here as their elective part of their normal school day. So they do their normal academics, regular academics at the homeschool, and then they come here for their career and technical training.
Okay, awesome. And then I'm assuming, do they leave when they graduate, do they have like an associate's degree how does that work?
So they're going to graduate with a high school diploma from their sending district high school, and then they'll have industry certificates and career training, and oftentimes cooperative learning or on the job experiences from here at Middle Bucks. So because they're with us for half of their day, they can spend up to, you know, oftentimes in their senior year, they can go out on co-op. And so a student who is in any one of our career and technical programs could start their on the job experience during their high school career. And then we also have, other programs, an approved apprenticeship program in five of our construction cluster programs. And so those students can start on their apprenticeship as well while in high school.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Janice, you mentioned that you are a graduate of the program. So this program has been available for quite a few years.
Yes, we've actually just had our 50th anniversary in the 2019-20 school year. So we've been around for quite a while. The building actually opened up in 1969.
Wow. That's amazing. And just as a parent of six kids, just knowing how important the trades are, there's so many states that are so far behind. And Wisconsin is one of them. I mean, we have some career and technical training inside the high schools, but I think these, institutions, these programs are so important. And so about how many students do you serve there, Janice, in the 21 programs?
I believe that our enrollment right now is somewhere around 1,000. Is that
correct?
Yeah, around 1,000.
Okay. That's amazing. And then, Janice, social media, I think you know, marketing and, you know, you kind of said marketing and recruitment is your role. Obviously, all my listeners that are part of a career tech center are really going to enjoy this interview, but everybody should because we're all kind of marketing and recruiting students.
Yes, we are.
But how does social media fit in to the way that you do some of your marketing and recruitment?
It plays a pivotal role in my position, that's for sure. So we have six social media platforms. So we have six of them right now. So we have X, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So we have those six social media platforms. So by leveraging those platforms, you know, I'm able to build those relationships with the community and the students. Also like sharing our mission, sharing our achievements, and also like sharing the resources of Middlebox Institute of Technology. So it does play a very large role in my position. And it's, you know, even for like recruitment and marketing entirely of the school. Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you, you know, you've got TikTok there, you're hitting all the channels. How do you stay on top of all of that? Because that is challenging. Are you the one putting the content on all of those channels?
As of right now, I am. So I'm excited because last year, after Mark came on in October of 2022, and he's been phenomenal as far as, you know, his support and his trust of my position. But we brought in interns last year, which he was full support of. So that's been amazing. I know that you're working on interns right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Our first official meeting is this coming Monday. And so the interns are coming from students there at your school.
So it's interesting enough. It's kind of a nice story because a lot of our students really wanted to bring in TikTok. You know, that was something that they were really, really pushing for. And Lauren Dougherty, who is our assistant director now, not at the time, but we went up to talk to a particular student and she was very convincing. And we walked out of that meeting and I said to Lauren, I said, you know what? I want to do it all, but I did want to do it well. And this is going to be a lot for me to take on these six different platforms and bring TikTok in. And she had a great idea about maybe hiring one of our students as an intern because we have the cooperative education department. So after doing some research and talking to our business office and figuring out how we were going to be able to do it, we figured out, yes, we can. And we went up to Dr. Cavell and asked him, and he was on board 100%. I ended up hiring two interns last year, and this year I have three. So, okay. Yep.
Awesome. And I think many people are thinking, oh my gosh, that'd be so much work. And I'm sure it was, but how has the experience been with having the students involved and kind of what are they responsible for?
So the goal was to get their input because obviously our audience is part of our audience is the school are the students and the recruitment of the students. So that was my biggest piece. I wanted their ideas. You know, I've been doing it for a long time. And maybe that they would come up with something that they want to see on our social media platforms. So it's been amazing. So my two interns last year, we were kind of working through the internship and how it was going to look. We went through like a training process, but they started developing really great content and reels and TikToks. And, you know, if they had things that they were working on as we collaborated together, but then they would just go out into the building and just create something and just surprise me. And all of a sudden it would be in the drive and I'd be like, oh, that's great. Let me put that on TikTok real quick or on Instagram. So it's been amazing. And each one of them has their own skill set. So like the three interns that I have this year, a little bit different than the ones that I had last year. And that's been amazing too. So yeah,
okay. And do your interns get paid or is it an unpaid internship?
So the interns that I have are actually paid.
Okay.
I do have a handful of interns that aren't paid that are very interested in contributing. So okay. I have one intern in one of the programs that she's going to start working on a particular article for our newsletter every month because she loves to write scripts for movies. So she's going to start doing stories throughout the building and she's going to have her own little section in the newsletter.
That's awesome. I love that. And I love that you're able to, you know, produce content that not only students want to see, but adults as well. I just watched one of your TikTok videos with your hashtag where it was different people were holding your sticker, right? You got, oh, there, Mark's got it right there.
Hashtag ambition. We're super proud of this.
So tell me a little bit about the hashtag, because I just looked on your website and your Facebook page and things, and I love that. So you are MBIT, And that fits really nice right in the word ambition. So tell me a little bit about that hashtag.
That's Mark.
So when I came on board, one of the things that I noticed, and I think it's important to mention that, you know, we've been inspired and worked a little bit with Dr. Joe Sanfilippo, and he talks a lot about telling your story. And that message resonated deeply with me because we're a school of choice. So we're a public school. We're part of the public school system, but students have to choose to come here and be part of our program. And truth be told, there are a lot of misconceptions about career and technical education. I mean, a lot of folks think that, you know, this is training for blue collar jobs, whereas our perception is that this is more new collar jobs, jobs that maybe are not yet invented yet, or jobs of the future. And then even in things like advanced manufacturing, those are not the manufacturing jobs of times gone by. Those are manufacturing jobs for the future, advanced robotics, all kinds of intensive training, and high pay, high need, you know, high yielding jobs. And so those are the types of careers that we're trying to train students for. So I know that that getting our message out and telling our story is really important, because as Dr. Sanfilippo says, if you don't tell your story, then people will fill in the information that they think is your story. And that may be outdated, that may be inaccurate, that may be incorrect, or it may be informed by their own experience or their own perceptions. And so I felt like it was really important to tell our story. And we've been on this storytelling journey since I've been here for the year that I've been here. And so there was a student leadership activity. So we're about 90 minutes from the Pocono Mountains. And so we did a retreat with some students. It's a student leadership retreat. All of the career tech centers in our region participate. And we do some leadership development with the students. And I went up to their event and participated. And, you know, you can see on our on several of our social medias, you'll see us, you know, you'll see me with a selfie doing an MB, and the students say IT chant, and really getting motivated about our school. And as they were leaving for the day, it was on a Friday, I said, listen, I really would like something that we can use as a tagline or a hashtag, thinking back to, you know, Go Crickets and how just how efficient and effective that messaging was. And it would be really nice if we could have something that we could tie to MBIT. And a student, and we actually interviewed her, and you can see it on, we just started a podcast. She's one of our interviews on the podcast. She tells the story of this. Her name's Jenna. And Jenna basically came to me Monday morning, I mean, like eyes wide, and says, I have it. I have it. Her mother, who's also a graduate of MBIT, and her sat around over the weekend and were fleshing this out. And they realized that the word ambition has MBIT right in the middle of it. And I said, it's brilliant. It is so brilliant. And so we have run with it. We have hashtag ambition on everything we do. Our podcast is ambitious. We try to do everything we can relative to using that. And we love that it's student created. That brings us so much happiness. And it's why I think we are leaning into it as hard as we are, because I think it helps tell the story of what's possible here at this school and what environment we're trying to create. So I mean, over the summer, we bought a 10-foot LED neon sign. It's hanging in our lobby. When you walk in our building, you see hashtag ambition. When we have our business and industry partners come here for meetings, it's where people stop and take a photo because it's so eye-catching. And so it's become really part of our brand. And we're just so proud of the fact that it was student-generated, student-created. And so that's the story of hashtag ambition. And we love every single part of it.
That is incredible. So I want a picture of your sign. Maybe it's on your website, but I want to put it in the show notes today so people can take a look.
No problem.
Might want where to order it too. Did you just order it from a custom sign company?
We did. And I'm going to tell you, if they had a 20-foot sign, my assistant director, Lauren, probably would have ordered a 20-foot sign. And actually, I should do a shout out here. One of the student groups, our Skills USA group, actually did the fundraising for it and paid for it because it was a Skills USA event from which this came. So, you know, it's a career technical student organization, service organization called Skills USA, and those students use some of their fundraising dollars to help pay for it, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I love that you brought up Dr. Joe Sanfilippo, my very first mentor 10 years ago when I started this business. And so it's great to see that his work and inspiration continues to get out there. Janice, having Mark on, he's only been on for, you know, in the district, in the school for about a year. You know, I think you guys had said that there's a big game changer which talks about that support and trust from administration. So can you talk a little bit about that and how that's impacted your role, especially, you know, you've been there 16 years and.
Yeah, definitely. So I would probably say, I'd probably go back about a year and a half ago before Mark came on. So back in the day, it was, you know, getting content to put on social media or content to put into the newsletter. And just like a lot of people in public relations are doing the social media, like, let me get my phone, let me get the iPad and go out to the building and go find a story. And then come back to my desk and I'd have this image and have to do the content for it. So it was very time consuming. It was long, you know, that part. So when Mark came in, I remember the very first faculty meeting that Mark was in, it was in November, right after he started. And he got in front of the entire staff and his energy was amazing. And he reached out to the staff and encouraged them to share their stories. And within 2 months, I was inundated with content. So huge game changer for me. I had so much content, I wasn't able to get it on social media. Like it was just so much coming in. So then it would get into the newsletter. So that has been absolutely amazing. And because of his energy and this administration, including Lauren Dougherty, our assistant director, I have full buy-in. We have full buy-in from the entire staff now. So they're sending me so much. And now they're understanding the importance of getting those stories out about themselves, about their achievements, about their students' achievements, what's happening in their industry. It's been amazing. Total game changer.
So I was just on the phone yesterday with somebody that's new to our membership group. And I think the struggle is real with content and obviously time. You talked about being overwhelmed. You had so much content, you couldn't even put it all out there, which usually is not the struggle. It's the time to go out and find the stories. Mark, what do you think is the magic key? Because I'm imagining it sounds like you had a lot of energy, you know, going in. And just a little bit of encouragement, or was there something special that you incentivized your staff with, or what was it that you think put that drive in them and that excitement in them to get those stories to Janice so that you could share them?
So, I mean, first things first, I love this job. I love what we're doing here. And I think that the work that we do makes a real tangible difference. Mm-hmm. And so first, I like to see people for who they are, and I like to, you know, recognize that our folks feel the same way, right? All of our teachers here, you know, our teachers are not classically trained teachers. They're coming to us from business and industry. So we have folks who, you know, quite literally 3 months ago might have been a welder, might have been a police officer, might have been a graphic designer in industry without any pedagogical training or experience, who are now teaching. And so they come in with extreme knowledge and extreme passion about what they're doing. And they are quite literally, you know, giving to the school, because we know that in the private sector, they could probably earn double what they're earning here in the school, but they're really giving back and helping train students. So the first thing was recognizing their passion and giving folks a platform to share that passion and seeing them for who they really are. But I also, there's two things. Number one is trust. These are adult professionals who deserve to be treated as such. I don't assume negative intent from anybody. Have we had hiccups with our social media? Absolutely. We take care of the problem. We either delete the post that's causing an issue, or we notice a gesture perhaps that needs to be modified and you take it down. But I don't shut down the whole system because there was one hiccup or one blip, right? We learn from those experiences and we move on. So the first thing is trust. And yeah, then also a culture of gratitude. We try very, very hard here to recognize people for the hard work that they're doing. And I think that when they feel recognized, they're anxious to recognize students as well. I mean, I encourage teachers all the time, you know, if a student did something great, give a phone call home and just let the parents know, recognize that student for their effort. I took my own advice the other day. I went into the welding lab and didn't have safety glasses on. And a student called me out. Here I am in my, you know, gray suit, you know, shirt and tie, you know, the executive director, administrative director of the building. She says, you know, mister, you're not wearing your safety glasses. You really shouldn't be in the shop area. So I brought her down to my office, got her a t-shirt, got her a hat. And then I called home and I said, I really appreciate what your daughter did today. And I couldn't be more thrilled. And I wanted to thank you for sharing her with us. And that goes a long way, just recognizing her efforts as a student and the parents' efforts for, you know, raising such a cognizant young, you know, person and sharing them with us. So I think encouraging people, letting them have the opportunity to express themselves, but it's also not the Wild West, right? So in terms of these student interns that Janice has, we call them our media associates, they are employees. They wear a work uniform when they're here. They had to go through all of our pre-service training. They had to have, they're in and out of offices. They needed to understand confidentiality. They are employees of our school. Full, they had to get their clearances, everything we would expect from an employee they had to do. And then they got an email account and we treat them as employees, but they're still student interns. And so Janice still referees their work. So they don't have access to all the accounts. They don't have posting authority, but they get very, very close to being able to do those things, or they'll use her phone under her supervision to, you know, make a post, and then they check with her. And if they would violate that trust, then you address it in the moment. So I think it's creating those opportunities for people to lead and innovate. And that's really what we're passionate about. You know, this is a school that, you know, our mission is to lead and innovate. And so we have to be true to that as well. And it's really important. And it's something that, that I speak about when I go to conferences, you know, finding the yes in certain situations. It's not always easy to find a yes, but you know, if it's there, you're really going to validate some people's efforts and all those good ideas. You know, they lead to things like that. We have a job fair here with our local home builders association that the National Home Builders Association said, this is a best practice. Can we promote this to our entire membership? I mean, how great is that? And our teachers get all the credit for that. It's not about me. It's not about Janice. It's about our rock star teachers who deserve all the credit for the work that they're doing. I'm just trying to give them a voice in that space.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So Janice, do you have like a formal plan of what you want to share out on social media, or are you just more in the moment and, you know, sharing all of the great things that your staff is sending you? Do you have any kind of a schedule? I guess just understanding, you know, Mark, with your encouragement and the trust and the culture of gratitude, I'm sure shows up in your social media efforts. Sometimes I think people can get caught up in needing to have everything planned out and structured. And, you know, in a lot of cases, social media, it's meant to be social and we just want to get it out there. So I just love to understand your balance, Janice, when with the approach for these six platforms that you do.
I think it's a combination of both. So okay. I have a schedule. So I have a yearly schedule. I have a weekly schedule, a monthly schedule. So I have all that I'm doing.
Yeah.
But then also having those stories come in. So it's definitely a mix.
Okay.
It's definitely a mix.
And when you talk about like that annual schedule, is that based on like when certain events happen or when maybe enrollment is opening and when there's a push there? Is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So on a monthly basis, like, you know, in February is CTE month. So yeah, there's a whole promotion for CTE month. So I'll be doing that every day for the entire month of February. But then also as events are coming in, I'll be also doing those too.
Okay. Can you tease to us what you're planning to do for CTE month?
So we've been talking it out. Right now we're working on the t-shirts. So the idea is supporting the trades. So what we'd like to do, and we're going to have an event here in the building, which we'll promote and invite media and representatives in. But what we'd like to do with our sending school districts is we're developing a flyer and a t-shirt that we're asking that the staff members at the sending schools wear and take a picture and send it to us. Oh, through their, whether it's on their social media and they want to tag us in it, or if they just want to take a photo of supporting the trades and then send it to us, we'll put it on our social media. Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're working on right now. We got to get the t-shirt design down. We still have to, get the approval for that first.
Okay. Well, well, and we're
just on that point, right? So we're talking about the perceptions of the school. So we feel like we're going to share, again, Skills USA students are going to help us with this and do some fundraising so that we can pay for that effort. And so what we can do then is we can put those t-shirts in the hands of folks at the sending schools. And what we're trying to do, right, is shift the paradigm about the perceptions about career and technical education. So you have a teacher at your home school who now sees you as a student who goes here and sees your passion for the trades. And so, and then recognizes it. And then that student feels more welcome, or you maybe have conversation starters happening at the home schools as a result. So we're going to give that a try this year and see where it goes, and then maybe grow that over time. And then, you know, maybe we make a trophy for the school that participates the most in future years, or we have our culinary students make a big luncheon for the school that participates the most. We have a lot of opportunities here at the school.
I love this in so many ways because it's that user generated content, and you know, it's going to give you some social media content, but I mean, the biggest thing is including those teachers at those homeschools or at the home districts, then also the trades themselves, and organizing, you know, businesses and things like that, that support your efforts. Yeah, we're going to have to talk, Janice, after that and see how that goes. I just feel like a blog or something, we need to highlight that again. Maybe we'll be back just to talk about the nuts and bolts of that whole thing. But love how strategic and just how you're really thinking through how to get the students involved with all the efforts of attracting, you know, students to your program. But Mark, you mentioned a couple times, and I love this, that you've got students that are helping do some of the fundraising that then help support the t-shirts, because I'm sure people are like, oh, must be nice. They have this big budget that they can just give away t-shirts. You don't necessarily have that budget. You're getting, you know, fundraising efforts to help sponsor those or support
right.
those.
Right. So we'll use some of the student activity dollars, right? So those are not taxpayer dollars. When you're using taxpayer dollars, obviously, you know, you're going to follow all of the rules regarding the use of taxpayer dollars. And we're careful about that. And we do have a very small marketing budget that we use. And that's allowable because of the type of school that we are. And we're a consortium school. And so we work within those boundaries. But when it comes to fundraise dollars or student activity dollars, right, those are managed slightly differently. And so, you know, you don't have quite as many rules to follow relative to that. So those students, as part of their organization, can vote on how they want to spend those dollars because they're student incorporated activities. And so if they want to participate and share those funds with us, they can do that as part of their student activity, which is a great thing for them. And so things, you know, whether we are selling pretzels in the morning before school starts or, you know, something like that, we can use those fundraised dollars to use towards whatever the students feel like is a worthy output for those funds.
Yeah. So we talked a little about the importance of the leadership aspect, Mark, and some of our listeners are leaders like you. So hopefully they're getting excited and going to focus on that trust and that culture of gratitude. And sometimes you got to let go of control a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Janice, there's also people in maybe your shoes that, hey, I'm not the superintendent or principal or director, but I want to start trying to incorporate this culture a little bit more so that we can celebrate. Do you think, you know, knowing what you know now and learning from Mark, you know, are there little things that you could do in your own role, even if you had somebody that maybe wasn't quite as excited as Mark is? Do you think there's little things that could help our listeners to help instill some of that passion and excitement for storytelling?
So I think, you know, I mean, looking at the difference in the analytics from 2 years ago until this year is enough to change somebody's mind. Because a lot of times the leadership is looking at the data, they're looking at the numbers. So I'm an analytics girl, so I'm always looking to see what's working and not working, and seeing the difference with this administration that we have now prior to that, it could be a game changer for someone. That could actually be something that you can show them the difference in what's happened over the last year and a half.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And Andrea, can I speak to that?
Yes.
I think that on the administrative side, you know, our plates are very, very full, and some of the things that you deal with are heavy and weighty things. And so while we might like an idea, we don't have the bandwidth, if you will, to do it or to take it on. And so the reason the Media Associates exist is because Janice came in and said, I will own this. And that ownership and that accountability means that now I don't have to worry about it. I just have to worry about Janice. And I was always going to have to worry about Janice. I don't mean that in any pejorative way, right? But she was always going to be under my reporting structure. And so that didn't change anything for me, but she was able to develop this as a really good opportunity for students and a really positive thing for our school. And she owns it and I trust her. And so because I trust her and she owns it, it's no skin off of my back except to go to my board and make sure that they understand the message so that they're supportive of it. And that's my job and I'm happy to do that. And so that radical ownership is what will help administrators in order to support those sorts of things. Just and again, find the yes. So if your administration's not super excited about TikTok, ask if you can do Instagram Reels. Are you okay if we try to do YouTube Shorts? You may have channels that already exist. So where's the yes? And start to do that, build that trust, and show that you can be successful with them. And then it sort of builds itself. So I think that's a really important point here. Is a lot of the things we've been able to find the yes for have been teacher created ideas or staff created ideas that they were willing to take the ownership on. And so it didn't really burden the organization. And so, sure, maybe we check with our solicitor, our legal office to make sure that, you know, there's something we're not, you know, we're missing, you know, mm-hmm. But besides that, once we have, you know, it in principle, it's good to go in my book. And so that's really important on the administrative side, is if you can own it, man, it's going to be a lot easier for folks like me or my assistant director to say, hey, that's a good idea. Let's run with it. So we don't have to put that on our plates. We can trust our team to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's a really good advice. I'm glad that you added that, Mark, is stepping into what you see, taking responsibility in your role and hopefully getting that approval and being able to go with it. And Denise, we were talking about, yes, I'm starting a internship program with my school, and it's something that I'm doing on a volunteer basis. I'm not being paid, and our kids happen to not be getting credit or payment, but it's great work experience. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I think we all need to remember, and I'm sure both of you are going to agree with this, is the only way to really stay up to date on social media and what's working is to work with the students.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm just looking at this as like, I'm going to be sharing with them, but I'm going to get so much more out of it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a greedy thing for me, because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to learn so much, right?
I have students that actually stop in my office and show me how to do something. Did you see what you could do here? And it's funny because, like, even now, me going into the building, I'm kind of like a rock star now, because they know who I am. They know what I'm going out and doing a TikTok or I'm doing a reel, and they'll show me something like, look at this TikTok. And I'm like, all right, let's see if we can recreate that for Middlebucks. And I can go into any classroom at this point right now and ask a student if they'd be interested in doing a TikTok. And I probably get 5 to 10 hands, if not the entire class, that want to do it. So it's been amazing. And I've learned so much from the students, so much.
Yeah.
And I'll walk around and you'll have students who will say, when are you going to put me on, you know, the TikTok, or when are you going to do that? And they're really excited. We also have parents who say, hey, can you go down to the so-and-so and get a photo of my student, because they're proud of their kid and they want their kid to be seen, you know, and share that out with their network. So it's really, you know, it's less social media and more social networking more than anything now. And we want to provide that space. The other thing that I'll mention is, this is not proprietary information. If folks are interested in knowing about our Media Associates, we have had our sending districts come to us and ask to see how that program works and ask to see what parameters we have in place. We're happy to share that information. You can reach out to Janice and she'll share with you, no problem. I'm sure her contact information will be on the show notes.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're happy to share that information. It's something that we're proud of, and we can tell you where we've had success and where we've had hiccups, and where where maybe there's opportunities to implement in your own place. So, you know, we're happy to make sure that things that we learn from are also out there. We want them out in the space for everybody to learn from.
Yeah, I think you're going to have some people reaching out. So yes, we'll make sure we will have contact information for both of you. A quick question before we get to the wrap up is, have you seen an impact with all of these efforts in your enrollment? Are you trying to grow your enrollment? Are you at max already? You know, has that, you know, have you had more applications? Is there any kind of data that's available on that yet, Janice or Mark?
I'll speak to that, and then Janice, feel free to follow up. So I can say this, career and technical education is experiencing a massive renaissance right now. Folks are more interested in career and technical education. I think a lot of the reason for that is because students leave here with an employability skill out of high school. That doesn't mean that college is not an option. In fact, I tend to say that we're an and option, not an or option. So come here and learn how to weld. That's fantastic. You can weld and go to college. You can go to college for structural engineering and you know how to bond metal. That'll probably make you a pretty darn good structural engineer because you have that experience, or the language of that career is something with which you're familiar. And so there's been a real renaissance with career and technical education. We're seeing record interest, record enrollment, but better than that, we're seeing record achievement. Our National Technical Honor Society induction numbers last year was a record, and it looks like this year is going to be a record breaking last year's record. So now we're getting record achievement on top of that. Our goal here is the right student in the right program for the right reason. And we're hoping that if we get our messaging out and people know who we are, who we really are, that we're attracting the right student for the right program. And then as a result, we're going to see that high level of achievement as well.
Okay. Right student, right program, right. What was the last
reason?
Right reason. I love it. Oh, that is incredible. I love that. And my husband and I with the six kids, we just always talk about like, what skill do you have? You know, even if you're going to college, like at the end, like, you know, that skill, that employability skill. So I love it. So as we wrap up, we could talk all day because this has been really, really fun. What would you say, both Mark and Janice? Janice, I'll go with you first. What would you say is your biggest social media tip? If somebody's listening to this and they're all excited about all the things that you and Mark just shared, but if you were to boil it down just to one best tip, what would it be?
I would probably say organizing your data flow. Because once you start doing what we're doing and the amount of content that's coming in, getting a really good flow of your work, you know, because I'm getting it from so many different directions on my cell phone, on my work cell phone, iPads, shared drives, emails, and having that amount that's about to come in, if you do this, is getting that workflow. Yeah. Doing that in one location.
Okay. And you've got that figured out?
I do a data dump every day.
Okay.
So from all the different locations that this content is coming in, I put it in one location because I need it for the newsletter too, not just on social media. So I need to have it in one location. So that saves me a great deal of time. That's just a tip as far as when you have all this content coming in.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And Mark, what would be your social media tip?
Just do it.
Yes. Yes.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There are going to be things that you have to learn as you go, but try something out. Maybe it doesn't work. It's not going to be, career ending if one of your TikToks doesn't get a lot of views. You know, use your best judgment, use your best professional decision making, but try something. Just do it. We started a podcast because we just wanted to be a voice in the space for career and technical education. I don't know anything about podcasting. And so we did it. We just sat down. In fact, Dr. Sanfilippo was here. I sat him down. I said, you want to sit down for 5 minutes? He's our first podcast. And, you know, we've released four others at this point. We've got more ready to go. And it's just fun to talk about what we're doing. And we just did it. And so I would recommend that folks just try something new, you know, and realize that there's really not too much downside. You know, if you're making good decisions along the way, try something new and see what comes of it. And then read your engagement from there and make decisions based off of that.
I would agree with that. And I'd like to add to that. I think we've learned to be very cautious, you know, especially, you know, I've been around here for a long time. So we've been taught to be very cautious about social media and, but to have that, just not lighten up, be able to have that trust to be able to do the things. Try something new, like put it out there. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I just love what you guys are doing. So yes, people are going to want to stay connected to you. We'll have it in the show notes. But Mark, do you have the best way to stay connected to you? Is it your email or?
MBIT.org. You can find both Janice and myself on our website, www.mbit.org.
Okay. And we've got that in the show notes as well. And check out their platforms, check out their TikTok channel. Like they said, if you don't have TikTok, you've got Instagram Reels. Get those students involved. And if you're interested in more of their program, you can definitely reach out and they'll share. I may take you up on that as I get started here with my social media interns. Great work. Amazing leadership there, Mark and Janice. Great job. I'm just really excited to see how you guys continue to grow. And I love, you know, so many people, maybe you wait for permission or you wait till things are perfectly planned out, or you can't do that. You got to take action. And so I love that. And so I hope, you know, we're hitting everybody in early 2024, you know, make this your year that you really jump in. There's a community around here that probably if you have an issue, we've probably run into it. And so there are ways to get through it. There's a great support system, but there are just so many great things to share. So thank you guys both for spending time with me today.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrea.
Absolutely. Keep it up. And everybody listening, we'll see you back here next week with another great guest. Keep telling those stories. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to let you in on a little secret. Creating this podcast is my favorite thing to do. Now, I have a pretty amazing job all around, but podcasting is my happy place. Of course, podcasting doesn't pay the bills, and I have 6 kids, remember? So I wanted to remind you of the 3 ways I help schools through my paid programs. Number 1 and most popular is my membership group. You can join my exclusive virtual community designed for school social media managers. It offers a treasure trove of resources, including Canva templates, daily support, live weekly training sessions, and access to a vast library of webinars. You guys, with over 400 schools across the country already benefiting from this vibrant community, you'll gain insights and tools that can supercharge your school's social media presence. Number 2 way that I serve schools is speaking. I love to share my passion for social media, and I do this with communication organizations across the country and school districts. You know, my keynotes really deliver actionable tips and strategies that can be implemented immediately, ensuring that your school stays ahead of the communication curve. And last, number 3, my team and I, we actually do social media management for schools. So many school districts struggle to stay consistent on social media, and that's due to a lack of dedicated communication personnel. So that's where we come in. Our team will partner with your school district to manage your Facebook and Instagram accounts, and we ensure a consistent flow of compelling stories that come directly from your staff. That's it. If you are interested in getting more details on number 1, the membership group, number 2, speaking, number 3, the social media management, hop on over to my website, socialschool4edu.com. And then until next time, keep telling those stories.